CMPD Officer Randall Carrick took the stand yesterday in his voluntary manslaughter trial. He told jurors he feared for his life on the night he shot and killed Jonathan Farrell. WFAE's Duncan McFadden reports.
Randall Carrick testified for 2 hours late Thursday afternoon. Under questioning from defense attorney Michael Green, Carrick described a situation that he said escalated quickly. Carrick was the first officer on the scene of a Priority 1 breaking and entering call. That's CMPD's highest priority. It was early on the morning of September 14, 2013. He says he was walking toward the house where the 911 call came from when another officer, Thornell Little, drove up. Carrick told Little he had heard some loud noises coming from an adjacent street in a wooded area. Little drove down to check it out. Carrick got back in his car and followed behind. Officer Little arrived first. Carrick says when he caught up, Little had already drawn his taser. Carrick says he'd been on several calls with Little, and this was the first time he'd seen him draw either a taser or a gun.
The suspect was coming at Officer Little at a fast pace. Then he began to run. Officer Little discharged his taser.
Little testified earlier on Thursday that he pulled the taser because Farrell didn't respond to his command to stop moving toward him. Carrick says he pulled his gun to back up Officer Little. He says he was trained to draw his service weapon to back up a taser, a key point in the defense's case.
After the taser was deployed, I yelled, "Stop!" And the suspect focused on me. He was originally focused on Officer Little. Then he focused on me and was only focusing on me.
Carrick says Farrell started moving toward him at a fast pace. Then Carrick says Farrell grabbed at the back of his waistband and started to charge. Defense Attorney Green then asked Carrick to show jurors this motion.
What did you do in response?
I gave loud verbal commands for him to stop and get on the ground as I was backing up, trying to keep distance.
Okay. And why did you backpedal?
Because I didn't have any idea if the suspect had a weapon on him. I didn't know if he had anything in his hands. I tried to keep distance so I could assess the situation.
And throughout his questioning, Green also tried to emphasize the difference in size between the two men. Farrell, a former college football player, was taller and heavier than Carrick, who is 5'7". Green continues his questioning.
At this point, how close was the suspect to you when you saw him make that movement towards his waistband?
3 to 5 feet.
Was he in arm's reach of you?
Yes, sir.
And within arm's reach of his gun, Carrick says. He says he feared that Farrell would grab the gun and turn it on him or on Officer Little. That's when he fired. Carrick says he ended up on the ground with Farrell climbing up his lower body, reaching for the gun.
No matter what I did, he wouldn't stop. I wasn't sure how many rounds I had fired. None of them affected him in any way. I didn't think my gun was working.
Carrick says at the time he thought he fired 4 to 6 shots. He actually fired 12. 10 of those bullets hit Jonathan Farrell. Carrick will continue his testimony today. For WFAE News, I'm Duncan McFadden in Charlotte.